Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So, Alexis, we've been talking about the art of Jinshin, the healing with the fingerprint, with the fingertips, not the fingerprints, the fingertips. And you've been a practitioner for almost 30 years or so. How did you get involved yourself originally?
I was a dancer, and I came from Holland to, if you detect a small accent, to be a dancer, and I was with this dance troupe called the American Dance Machine, and then one day in class, I did something, and I hurt my knee, and it became a chronic project. I couldn't resolve it, so I met a person who became my teacher, Philomena Dooley, and she helped me in such a simple way. She just did something with my toes that I was able to go back to rehearsals the following day, and she also taught me how to do some self-help, and I was able to maintain it fully. So I took one of her, I was so interested, I took one of her classes, workshops the following week, and I must honestly say that the technique of this is very vast, and so there was something about it which was really the connection to source or the connection to consciousness or universal energy that made me feel that I was a part of something just bigger than myself, and I was searching for that anyway. So it made me feel connected to source. And so you can take the art of Jinshin on a very simple level, like fixing a symptom, or you can make it, it's also a spiritual practice at the same time, and both are fine.
So it is something where even if you're not feeling any physical pains or anything, you can use Jinshin as almost like a meditation technique.
Absolutely. For example, I use it on myself every day. I have, you know, I use different flow patterns, and some of them I use the same every day. And my clients as well, I teach everybody the self-help, and a lot of people, they use it for an hour on themselves every day. And some people just use simple holds or do just a little bit. So, yes, you can really take it, you can take it on many different levels and as far as you like. The reason why I liked it, because I'm still studying after 30 years, I'm still learning. And also everybody is different. So whoever I meet and I put my hands on, it's always a skillful creation, which is what makes it an art rather than just technique, which is limited.
Have you found sometimes that you get a patient where you use the technique that you know works, and yet for some reason it doesn't work on them, but when you try a different technique, it does work? Like when you try a different safety energy location, one that wouldn't normally work for that project, that it does on this patient for whatever reason?
I mean, it's always because we really don't, we don't diagnose, and also we go really beyond treating the symptoms. So if the person has, let's say, a project in their shoulder or a pain in their arm, it may have a different cause. So yes, I cannot make a treatment plan ahead of time, really. I really have to see what's going on with the person. And so I listen to their pulse to see what's going on with them. So it's very much for the individual. Whoever is in front of me is really at that moment that I work with them. Does that make sense?
It does. So now, is this something that would work with what I guess I would call more Western medicine as well? Like if somebody comes and they're suffering from insomnia and they are taking some medication and it's helping, but it's not really getting rid of the problem. Is Jinshin something that they can do that will work with the, as I say, the Western medical system to help with that problem?
Yes, you know, very much. I think this is a very practical way that you can help actual symptoms, even though when you treat the symptoms, of course, like I explained, you go to a causal level. And also it is very complementary to Western medicine. Like I work with people who are on getting cancer treatment, and just to keep their immune system up or to keep their blood counts balanced, and to I teach them simple self-help that they can do to keep their own energy up so they feel better, and that's very empowering. And they're working on a deeper level, but you feel completely different. Once you start to use this, it really changes people's lives, as it did for me.
I guess one of the advantages of using Jinshin in conjunction with other prescriptions or whatever that you may get from your doctor is there are no drugs. You don't have to worry about interactions with drugs like you do with so many of the other alternative healing methods.
Yes. What do you mean, that I don't use drugs?
Well, no. Jinshin itself, there's no use of drugs, so you don't have to worry, because so often I may be going to my doctor, he's giving me these medications, I go to a natural health practitioner, he suggests these herbs that I can maybe use as well. I've got to maybe be thinking, okay, is there any interaction between these two sets of materials that I'm going to be taking? But with Jinshin, there's no worry about that because you're not taking any drugs or anything.
That is true. We just use our hands. And that's the beauty of it, of how simple it is, because you can also do it at any time while waiting or sitting on a bus or watching TV. However, sometimes when I work with people who have projects, the medication needs to be adjusted after, mm-hmm. because when the body starts to heal itself, maybe the counts or the, you know, what exactly the medical qualities were have changed. So they may have to be adjusted, or sometimes people stop. That's not my, that's not for me to say, but the people, they will go back to the doctor, and then they adjust the medication. So that happens regularly as well.
How many physicians in Canada, the U.S., this side of the Pacific, shall we say, know about Jinshin to the point where if you explain that I am going to be using Jinshin as well with this medical condition that I've got, they will say, okay, start doing it. Come back and see me in about 2 months, and we'll just take a look and see whether we need to adjust anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think medical doctors, Western medicine is becoming more open to this kind of modalities and ways because people are helped so much by it. Again, one of my purpose is to write this book is to put it on the map so that doctors will know about it more. But it is in certain hospitals and where people are being treated for pain management and heart conditions, and there's a program in Kentucky where they work with cancer. So, you know, it's more and more accepted. And, you know, people just really love it and feel better, and I think that's what doctors want, ultimately, for their patients.
Yeah. Now, you were saying you can do Jinshin just about anywhere, anytime. Can we do a short experience of it over the radio right now?
Yeah, I think this would be great. So, well, the easiest way to access healing is by breathing. So while I give this exercise, it's very important to breathe, all right? Mm-hmm. So I think the most fun and simplest exercise that you can do anywhere at any time is holding the fingers. And so if you place your right hand over your left thumb and hold the whole thing and then take 3 conscious breaths, you're helping to harmonize the emotional attitude of worry, and so you're helping digestion as well, and the stomach and spleen energy. And then if you move to the index finger, you're helping to harmonize the emotional attitude of fear, which we see a lot of today. And again, take the 3 breaths while I'm talking you through it. Mm-hmm. Fear and anxiety, and you see so much of that today. And you're helping the kidney and bladder energy. And so also things like obsessive-compulsive behavior that would fall into that.
Now, when you say to put your right hand over your left thumb and stuff, should you be clenching it reasonably tightly or just holding it loosely, or how do you hold it in a case like that?
You hold it gently, and you feel for this pulsation that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And so if you press too hard, you won't feel it. And if it's more comfortable, by the way, you can hold the other hand. So either is fine.
So the two hands are sort of equivalent in terms of both your thumbs help with the same things that you were talking about earlier. Both the index fingers help with the same thing. So whichever hand you feel more comfortable using is the one that you can use for gripping the other hand.
Yes. And then the middle finger helps to harmonize the emotion of anger.
That just makes perfect sense.
Makes
you
sense,
know?
Right? What are you thinking of? That's right.
Didn't say a thing.
Right. And it also helps the eyes. It helps the liver and gallbladder energy. And it helps deep fatigue in the body.
Okay. So you can do these. And again, I'm guessing, as you were saying, you can do them anywhere, anytime. So even if you're, say, in a big city and you're on the subway or you're on the SkyTrain or whatever, you can do these, some of them at least, I would think, and nobody's even going to notice that you're doing ginseng.
Exactly. And if you look around, you see people holding fingers and points that we use anyway. So here you know that when you're holding your middle finger, you're helping deep fatigue in the body and harmonize anger. And then just moving along to the next one, the ring finger helps sadness and grief and the long and large intestine energy. So if you have long projects, then this finger will be helpful to hold.
Okay.
And again, taking three breaths. And then moving to the little finger, helps the heart and small intestine energy. So very important. And yesterday I actually went to a beach and somebody had a heart issue. It works very well in emergency also. So I was holding one thing and I told my friend, I said, grab his little finger. And in a situation where it's an emergency, you get in a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just holding it for yourself, just hold it gently. And that helps the emotion of trying too hard, so efforting.
Okay.
Efforting or deep emotional things going on in your life, if you're deeply emotional. And, you know, again, that's related to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then the palm of the hand helps everything, and it's all-inclusive, and it also helps, again, for deep fatigue. If somebody feels very depleted, then the palms of the hands are helpful. And you can put either a prayer position or you can place your fingertips on the palm of the hand. And so we have the whole world in our hands. And just make sure you do the deep belly breathing with it.
Yes. Okay. Alexis Brink, you've written the book, The Art of Ginseng, The Japanese Practice of Healing with the Fingertips. Why do I keep saying fingerprints? Fingertips. Is the book out yet, and where can people get a hold of it?
Yes, it's out, and it's a lot of the local bookstores. It's also available on Amazon.
Okay. Alexis Brink, thank you very much for calling in and telling us all about The Art of Ginseng.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, take another quick break and we'll be back with our next guest.